It must have been a very scary night. I've seen it portrayed in film and in cartoon, but just reading the text again shows how desperate that evening would have been. The Israelite people, after over 400 years of slavery, had witnessed miraculous acts that had devastated the power in the kingdom of Pharaoh, 9 in a row. Water turning to blood, plagues coming and devastating fields and livestock, boils painfully felt by the Egyptians. An unleashing of the power of God against the realities of slavery and sin and evil. And on that evening, all they had been given were instructions. Instructions by Moses, who had listened to the Lord, not knowing why on earth this kind of symbolism would be the very thing that would define this very night. But they were asked to find a lamb, an unblemished lamb. If possible, share it between a couple of families. To sacrifice this lamb, to take the blood of the lamb, and to put it on the sides of the doorposts and the lintel at the top. And they were to prepare the lamb as well, to be eaten and eaten full, nothing left over after they had taken it. And as they left on that night at the request of the Egyptians, please leave us. When the angel of death had been making its way through the entire country, striking the firstborn, but moving past the houses of the blood, where the blood was put on the doorposts, in their haste, they took the bread that had yet to rise and fled from the sight of Pharaoh. Really an ominous night, a devastating night in which wailing was heard throughout the land. And the only thing that saved was the blood of the substitute, the blood of the lamb that was sacrificed. One of the oldest stories the world knows today. And it was this miraculous release, this miraculous, powerful event that the Israelite people were called to remember every year, to not forget what God had done on their behalf. And they were asked to gather together at the celebration of the Passover yearly and to have a meal together, much like a meal was eaten in haste on that evening. And to remember the salvation that was brought by their God. And they had on their tables, in the remembrance of this night, unleavened bread. From the word of the Lord in Deuteronomy, you shall eat no unleavened bread with it. In 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread, because it was the bread of affliction, is what it was described. For you came out of the land of Egypt in haste. Nothing happens nicely and sweetly. It was a devastating night. In order that all the days of your life you may remember the day when you came out of the land of Egypt. And on the table, there would also be four cups of wine, each of which would be drank, remembering one of the promises that was given to Moses in Exodus chapter 6, where the Lord said to Moses this, "Say therefore to the people of Israel, I am the Lord, and number one, I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians." And then the first cup would be drunk. "I will bring you out." Then the next promise was of the Lord, I will deliver you from slavery to them. And the second cup would be drank. I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and great acts of judgment. And the third cup would be drank. And I will take you to be my people, and I will be your God. And you shall know that I am the Lord your God, who has brought you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. And the fourth cup would be drank. And then a lamb would be eaten. It shall be eaten in the house, and you shall not break any of its bones. That is to say, it will not be the leftover lamb, it will be a pure lamb. And this would be the feast that yearly the Israelite people would celebrate together, all remembering a deliverance that was. In fact, there were instructions given in this effect. When you come to the land the Lord will give you as he has promised, you shall keep this service, the Lord said. And when your children say to you, what do you mean by this service? You shall say, it is the sacrifice of the Lord's Passover. For he passed over the houses of the people of Israel in Egypt when he struck the Egyptians but spared our houses. And the people bowed their heads and they worshiped. It was a powerful feast, remembering a salvation that God alone had brought, one that they could not have done on their own power, one that was indeed a devastating deliverance from evil. And therefore, this is in fact what the disciples and Jesus would be celebrating when they came to this iteration of the Passover meal on the night of the Last Supper. And the text says that that celebration, they were doing exactly as had been told. They were eating unleavened bread. And he took this bread, though, and said something quite different. Rather than saying, this was the bread of our affliction from Egypt, he said, no, this bread is my body. Entirely new kind of affliction that would take place not in a people, but in a person alone. And rather than taking the four cups, he combined them into one, lifting it up and saying, this is the blood of the new covenant poured out for many. In Luke it says, shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Poured out for many. Interestingly, though, they don't describe at this meal the eating of the lamb with no bones broken. Because there was a new lamb there in their midst. The Lamb of God that John would say that comes to take away the sins of the world. And this supper, rather than remembering a deliverance that was looking forward to a deliverance that would in fact take place shortly, within days. A new lamb, a new meaning of the cup, a new meaning of the bread. And therefore, at the cross, we see it unfold exactly as Jesus said, where his body was broken, but the Gospel of John points out that his bones were not broken that night. Most who went to the cross had their legs broken to facilitate a speedy death. They came to Jesus in order to do that very same thing, but he had died when they were about to do it. The lamb with unbroken bones. the blood that was shed with the Roman spear on his side. Shed to give an entirely new meaning, that in the shedding of his blood, he was in fact bringing his people out from the burdens, that he was delivering them from slavery to their sins, that he was in fact redeeming them with an outstretched arm and acts of judgment upon himself. And in this act, he was taking all of us who would put their faith in him to be his people, and he would be our God, fulfilling exactly what the prophet Isaiah said, that the Lord had laid on him the iniquity of us all, that he was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth, for he was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and he poured out his life unto death and was numbered with the transgressors, and therefore giving us a deliverance from the slavery to sin, to death, and to evil. And so we are asked to gather together in faith with this new feast, where we, in fact, eat the bread, signifying that his body was broken for us, that we drink the cup, that the redemption is found in what he's done on our behalf alone, and that we are asked to do these things by faith. These are offered to you, but you are asked to receive them, to receive the bread, to receive the cup, and in so doing, receive the lamb that was sacrificed for you. It is our act of faith, not a religious observance. He calls us to take and to receive it, to receive the lamb for us, to believe that this is a feast that we celebrate, remembering a deliverance that once was given for all who would believe, celebrating it now in the present as an actual truth that we hold on to, that Christ is in our midst even now, and looking forward to a day when we will sit at the table of the Lamb, as the book of Revelation says, and enjoy a feast that will never end. A feast together with the body of Christ, those who have been redeemed and washed in the blood of the Lamb, and who now wear the white clothes of redemption. This is the terrifying and yet beautiful truth of what we celebrate in this supper. Will you receive the cup? It is the cup of deliverance. Will you eat the bread? It was the body broken for you. Will you receive the lamb? For it is the lamb of redemption. The lamb in which sin, death, and evil now passes over you. But you must receive it by faith. It does you no good apart from it. You are welcome to come to this table if your faith and your trust is put in the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, and who, yes, takes away your sins when you trust in the beauty of his grace and in mercy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The elders would come forward. The night in which he was betrayed, for the one who had betrayed him had broken bread from the same table. He took that piece of bread and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is not the bread of haste from the delivery from Egypt, but now was the bread signifying the body broken for you. When you receive this, you do this in remembrance of him."